Breaking news, no script.
KCBS News Time 5:15. Let's go to Ron Lyons now for a quick traffic update.
We're getting a word now. There may be a commotion on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge in the tunnel at YBI. We have one report of shots fired and an officer needing assistance, and they are talking about stopping traffic on the lower deck. Again, the CHP talking about a man inside of the tunnel. We've had reports of him brandishing a weapon. Shots may have been fired. We do know there has been a call for an officer needing assistance, so they may shut down the lower deck.
High drama on the lower deck. Ron with details.
Here's the story right now. They have just shut down the lower deck of the eastbound Bay Bridge at the San Francisco Anchorage. Here's what we know. CHP is there along with the San Francisco Police Department. We understand shots have been exchanged between the suspect and members of the San Francisco Police Department. What they described as a crossfire situation. Incredible amounts of police presence on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Here from Embarcadero 1 in San Francisco, looking over there, you can see flashing red lights. The CHP is being requested to stay away for the moment, and they're going to be directing the traffic. So what we do know is this man was walking across the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, as we understand the report from the CHP, a man with a goatee wearing dark clothing, and then and the truckers were telling everybody on the CB radios this man had a weapon, and I guess some kind of confrontation ensued there, and at which point shots were fired.
KCBS News Time, 5:25, and we go back to Ron Lyons quickly for an update.
We're now getting reports now, in addition to the lower deck being shut down, the westbound direction is as well. It appears that the westbound direction of the Bay Bridge, as well as the lower deck, the eastbound direction, shut down because of what is being described as a shooting. Go to the other side of the bridge where KCBS reporter Bob Melrose is trying to get from the San Francisco side to that same location where Holly is. Bob, where are you?
Well, I'm about halfway across the westbound span, and the CHP has stopped all traffic going over there, as is the San Francisco Police Department. Traffic, of course, not moving. If you can find another way to get across the Bay Bridge westbound, please do so.
About 15 minutes ago, KCBS reporter Holly Kwan was told by the San Francisco Police Department, yes, we do have this suspect in custody, what was being described as he is down.
Ron Lyons can always get you there no matter what he does.
You work, work, work. You work, you work so hard.
When you went to sleep last night, it was raining hard. It is still doing that in many parts of the Bay Area. Winds to 50 miles an hour being clocked on the Golden Gate Bridge. Commuters telling us on the Bay Bridge it's also nasty. And you actually tried to get home, and what happened?
Well, I drove as far as I could. I got to about 0.3 mile north of the Scottish Pub, and there's a tree down there. They told me there was another one a mile north of Boulder Creek, so that area is completely trapped.
We're getting some rather dramatic stories. I have one here on Marsh Creek Road in the area of Asper Drive in the outer fringes of Contra Costa County. According to this report from the CHP, a full size truck was on a bridge at Marsh Creek, was lifted by the water and thrown into the creek, and the guy is still inside the truck, but evidently is going to be okay. They're trying to get him out of there. I'm sure that's one of many stories we'll be hearing throughout the morning. Larry, a monsoon-like conditions, you're saying.
That's right, Ron. I haven't seen anything like this in at least 5 years. The rain is so heavy that it is causing severe visibility problems out here.
We have Mike Page of the KCBS phone force on the line. Mike, you say they say they're about to shut down Highway 12 between, what, Napa and Fairfield?
Yes. I just went through there just a few moments ago. It is pouring. I'm on 680 now, and it is just coming down like there's no tomorrow. I've never seen it like this before.
Let me again recap quickly the warnings from the National Weather Service. So you're going to have the same situations and some road closures. Stay tuned. John Atkinson will be telling you more about this right after 10 o'clock. Meanwhile, here is that Bay Area weather forecast with a flash flood warning still in effect for southern Alameda County.
Start spreading the news.
Since we're on the subject of motion pictures, what has been your favorite role that you've played?
I got a couple of them, I think. I did Maggio, I loved it because I felt that it was something I really understood. And then when I did Man with a Golden Arm, I liked that too. And then there were some lighter parts, like The Tender Trap and things like that. There about four or five roles. The other ones I'd like to forget about.
I know you have a very rigorous schedule. When, you sit down with your Jack Daniels, what do you do to relax other than the Jack Daniels?
Well, I kind of run films that I've missed and see if I have something I can learn in them. And I sit down and play pieces of albums. Just like I suppose you do with most of your library. And otherwise, I don't want to get too far left behind.
Frank, how would you like to be remembered?
Gee whiz, I don't know. That's a tough question. I think as far as just staying in the realm of the music world, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who brought into the singing world an innovation that that stood around for a long time. I'd like to be remembered as a fair and good father, and I'd like to be remembered as a good son and a good friend. I guess that's about all you can ask. That's even asking too much.
Ron knows how to have fun, too.
Now we have our four people all together on the radio.
An all-star cast.
Isn't it warm to all be together on the radio at once? Say hi to each other.
Hello.
Hi. That's terrific.
Okay, the Stockton guy, what's your name?
My name is Tim Hackman, and it's Louie.
Okay, the dog's name is Louie.
Yeah, and we're in a conference room, and I've got you on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Hello.
What's your name? Anybody?
My name's Clay.
And Clay, and what's your dog's name?
His name's Jack. He's from Stockton.
Right. Stockton has a lot of dogs.
Yes, indeed. And Barbara with two dogs.
Yes. And what are your dogs, Barbara?
Sam.
Sam and?
Heidi.
Sam and Heidi.
And we know that Marilyn's is Chaucer.
All right. So we've got their people, and it's time, I guess, isn't it?
May as well. Let's get to it.
Okay, everybody ready now?
Yep.
Okay, just to do me one favor. Keep your phone away from the radio, because we may get a squeal. In fact, that could be the highlight of this whole 3 minutes.
That's great.
Ron Lyons can up to you. Yes, he can.
San Francisco and Herb Cain, one and the same.
We built this city.
God, I love this town.
We built this city.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. If you're going to San Francisco.
I remember coming out through the ferry building into this incredible maelstrom of noise and streetcars and newsboys. This town was full of newsboys who all had funny lines. Extra, extra, Market Street's run into the ferry building. Read all about it. The street was so alive. Now it's alive in a different way, but there were theaters. This street was the street of streets. Today proves what I've always felt, that beautiful as this city is, it's the people like you here today that make it the greatest city in the world.
Fisherman's Wharf, top of the mark, Telegraph Hill, Golden Gate Park.
Doesn't anybody work in this town? I mean, who's running the town?
See the Young Museum, go to Old Chinatown, go to the opera, don't ever put that down.
Thanks for making me feel like the luckiest guy in the world, which I am.
A foggy night in San Francisco.
I've loved it since before I was born, and I'm going to love it after I'm gone. And it's been the greatest 80 years of my life.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
One day, if I do go to heaven, I'm going to do what every San Franciscan does that goes to heaven. He looks around and says, it ain't bad, but it ain't San Francisco. It ain't bad, but it ain't San Francisco.
Thanks, Herb. And with love, from KCBS All News, 74. Joe Montana hung it up yesterday, but there were a lot of people there in Fountain Plaza.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're sharing another Montana miracle.
We're here to celebrate a career of the greatest football player of all time.
When you did what he's done, and we've all watched him, I'll say it with no disclaimer, this guy's the greatest quarterback that ever played the game.
He turned out to be the greatest quarterback that ever played this game.
1 minute you're on the top, next minute you're on the bottom, next minute you're back on top.
And then there was Sir Lancelot.
There was a young kid from Notre Dame when I was also young in 1979.
And Joe brought the entire city together to bring a world championship for the first time to this city.
I really and truly never thought that this day would ever come.
Sir Lancelot would go out every weekend, and he would face the foe, and he would slay the dragon, oftentimes with only 2 minutes left on the clock.
Just think, we could all just be him for one day. Just take the ball and be cool. Just, you know, like Joe Montana did stuff that everyone else tried to do, but he made it look easier.
Joe brought to San Francisco excitement, pride, but most importantly, renewed dignity.
It's been like living a dream for me. I remember growing up, it all started with throwing footballs through a tire on a swing with my father. It went to those dreams of playing in the Super Bowls and in your backyard and throwing touchdown passes and making diving catches in the backyard. All that became a reality at some point or another. I have these people behind me to thank for it, and you people out there for the supporting all of us. But the unfortunate thing is that my dream, and like most dreams, whether you want to or not, you end up waking up, and this is like the wake-up call for me. It's time for me to move on.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Ron Lyons, KCBS All News, 74. Sinatra, always controversial, frequently temperamental, but forever the singer.
When I was 17,
he wanted to be a crooner.
Where the blue,
inspired by Bing Crosby,
meets the gold of the day.
His first hit
when I was 21,
in 1939 with Harry James.
Or nothing at all.
The War Years with Tommy Dorsey. Into the 50s.
When I was 35.
And the Academy Award for From Here to Eternity.
Not sure I did Maggio. I loved it because I felt that it was something I really understood.
Sinatra, the swinging single.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
He always said
it's quarter to three.
He was just a saloon singer.
There's no one in the place.
But he could still be commercial.
Strangers in the night.
And occasionally, a philosopher.
I'm in the autumn of the year.
To pursue happiness that's worth pursuing, if you feel that deeply about it. And also to pursue a career that you believe in. I mean, there's an adage in baseball that says if you want to be great, I think it applies to everything. You've got to eat, sleep, walk, talk, and dream it.
From the brim to the dregs.
Frank, how would you like to be remembered?
It poured sweet and clear.
That's a tough question. I think as far as just staying in the realm of the music world, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who brought into the singing world an innovation that stood around for a long time. I'd like to be remembered as a fair and good father, and I'd like to be remembered as a good son and a good friend. I guess that's about all you can ask. That's even asking too much.
I'm Ron Lyons, KCBS All News, 74.